I mean, I sound like you sound literally every episode, I think, so it's fine.
Not sick right now.
Still sniffling just as much as me. Howdy, it's Monday, June 22nd, 2026, and this is episode 282 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Askin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
World Cup, it's going pretty well.
Yeah, certainly for America, it's going well.
I like all the midnight games.
Yeah, that's just horrible. I don't know what they're doing.
No, I love it. Falling asleep on the couch an hour and a half into a game, waking up at 4 in the morning.
Did Japan hold on when they were up by 4 when I fell asleep? Right. Like, who knows?
That game, they were up 3-0, and it was like, why am I watching this game? Because it's on, damn it. I must stay up, and then I fell asleep and woke up at 3:30 in the morning and had to trudge up to bed, not brush my teeth, just crawl into bed.
That's how it goes.
Wake up 3 hours later to go to work, so.
No, that was a Saturday night, I think, so probably not.
Maybe. Was that the one leading into Father's Day?
Yeah, maybe.
So, we have news that will lead into a Would You Rather. The Would You Rather will come after the first news item.
All right.
Last episode, we talked about Golden Nugget, Tillman Fertitta buying Caesars. Even bigger news, some would argue, is that the Illich company, I don't know if that's what it's actually called, the company that owns Little Caesars, the family that owns Little Caesars, is going to take over full ownership of Ocean. They had previously purchased a 50% stake in 2021, which it seems like it's much more recent than that, that we were talking about them buying in and making jokes about a hot and ready pizza on the casino floor at Ocean, which has never happened.
Which they still don't have. Yeah.
I know. I'm still angry about this, by the way. But Ocean has done very well since the Illich family has bought in. They're apparently also acquiring the Scarlet Pearl in Mississippi, somewhere down near Biloxi. It's in a town called Deberville, I think.
Okay.
And they also owned and have owned since it opened the Motor City Casino Hotel in Detroit. So they're forming a new division called Illich Gaming. They also own the Detroit Red Wings and the Tigers, I believe. I don't have a link here for any of this information.
It's good. It's what the people expect.
So I'm just totally going by my memory here of this story, since I have no
I have to say, I've never been to Detroit, certainly one of the largest cities in the country that I have not been to. So
I was there
for I should check it out.
Hockey tournament.
Uh-huh.
I was in the beginning throes of having mono, so I felt like shit. So,
oh, good.
That was my trip to Detroit. I was just feeling really sick.
Shouldn't be making out with all the people.
I know.
Well.
That happens.
It's college. What can you do?
Yep. Yeah, they own the Detroit Tigers, Detroit Red Wings, not
the Pistons, not the Lions.
So I was right, the Red Wings and the Tigers. I mean, I don't know how much this is going to change, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Other than truly, surely we're going to get hot and ready pizza on the casino floor now, which is a huge upgrade to anything possible.
We checked this back when they bought in the 50%. The hotel in Detroit obviously has a Little Caesars in the food court.
Right.
Confirmed last night. I double checked. They do. So it has to happen. I haven't had Little Caesars since I was a kid.
Yeah. No, we used to get it all the time because there was one in Jacksonville. So
yeah, there was one in Laurel right by my house. They were just very good at marketing. I'm sure my parents hated that pizza, but we were like, Little Caesars pizza, pizza.
Oh, they couldn't have hated it that much. I think it was like $5 for a large pizza or whatever. So
yeah, I think it was very cheap. I remember the Bigfoot pizza. It was like a giant rectangular pizza.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, Little Caesars. That was it back in the day.
We got to do it.
I want 24-hour hot and ready pizza. I want to be able to go to my room at 2 in the morning with a $5 medium pizza.
Next time you're at the sportsbook bar and someone's like, maybe you're gambling on the wrong things, you could be like, you know what? You're right. I will order a hot ready pizza right now.
The truest form of gambling.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what's going on with this. I would guess just not much is going to change. But my would you rather for you, since the news last week or 2 weeks ago was about Landry's buying Caesars, Landry's being Tillman Fertitta's restaurant chain.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather have Little Caesars at Ocean or literally your pick of any Landry's restaurant added to Caesars?
Can you get me a list of Landry's restaurants? I mean, I'm sure the answer is Little Caesars at Ocean, so.
Right. I know. That's the funny thing is there's like 40 Landry's restaurants, but I don't think you're here for most of them.
I mean, if I'm going to Caesars, surely I'm going to Nobu, right?
So it's a bunch of steakhouses, some of which are already in Atlantic City, like Chart House and Morton's is the Landry's restaurant.
Which was very mid when we went.
McCormick and Schmick's, Palm. There's some seafood places, Strip House, another steakhouse. Vic and Anthony's is already in Atlantic City. So like a lot of stuff that's already in Atlantic City. Bill's Bar and Burger. There's something called Aquarium, an underwater dining adventure. I'm intrigued. Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, Kyle.
I would say that people love the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
They do like it.
Something like Bill's Bar and Burger would be very good in Caesars, but it just has to be Little Caesars in Ocean.
Fishtail. Houlihan's. I didn't know that was a Landry's restaurant.
Ooh. Yeah, I haven't been to Houlihan's. There's one in Columbia for like 10 years, 15 years.
Joe's Crab Shack.
There used to be one of those in Gaithersburg.
The Pizza Oven.
It's not Little Caesars.
I think there's only one location of that. Rainforest Cafe, obviously, we talked about, but that already exists.
I mean, that's already in Caesars, pretty much. I mean, not officially, but...
Something called T-Rex Cafe. It's a lot of steakhouses. They're big on the steakhouses. I don't think any of this rates higher than Little Caesars to me.
I have to say, so we were out Friday at a happy hour or whatever with a bunch of our mutual friends and one of our friend's daughters. It came up that she really wants to go to Rainforest Cafe, and I think the closest one is in Atlantic City right now, so...
Really?
That makes me really proud. They're just not like a ton around anymore. There used to be one in Towson Town Mall, certainly.
I think you have to go.
Yeah, I mean, at least they have to go.
Just go sit on the animal butt bar stools.
So, yeah, certainly the ones that are closest to us. I'm looking at the Rainforest Cafe now. Opry Mills, Tennessee, Atlantic City, New Jersey, and Toronto? Yeah. Oh, Niagara Falls, but yeah, sure. Canada.
So are we both going Little Caesars on this one?
I think so. I think you got to do it.
I don't know if that's an indictment of Landry's that we're just not interested in any of this stuff, or if it's putting Little Caesars on such a high pedestal, or if it's just that there's already so much Landry's in Atlantic City that we don't really need any of this stuff. It is somewhat shocking that there's not a Bubba Gump Shrimp Company in Atlantic City.
That is a little bit surprising. You think it'd be a good place. Like, I think of it like Hard Rock Cafe, which obviously is in Atlantic City, just that I know people... like collecting mugs from all the locations of both those places,
yeah.
Which, as we talked about, you should certainly do, given that you have a huge place for mug collecting.
Yep, that's true.
You strike me as someone who would have collected Hard Rock mugs, frankly, or...
pint glasses?
Cups. Yeah, glasses.
Yeah, I have one giant one from Baltimore that I never use, because it just came with the beer. It always seems dumb to have, like, Hard Rock Cafe Baltimore, Hard Rock Cafe Atlantic City. Like, these things are an hour and a half or 2 hours away. That's not exciting. You need to have, like, Punta Cana. But I never go anywhere, so it makes it hard.
Yeah, we've got a mutual friend that collects Starbucks cups and has a zillion in his house. So I'm sure you can guess who it is.
I was at Andy's house last week, and he also has a billion.
Oh, really? Oh, Taylor has perhaps the most I've ever seen.
Interesting.
No one loves Starbucks as much as Taylor does. So.
That's true. I have to say, I'm sort of on the Starbucks now. I've come around on thinking it's pretty good. Just their drip coffee.
Here's the real key. If you have a lot of Starbucks, I think you can't have normal drip coffee anymore because there is so insanely much caffeine in Starbucks.
It's nuts.
You will just have a headache if you have normal coffee because it has a quarter of the caffeine or whatever.
Pike Place Roast is nuts how much caffeine.
It's absolutely just drug dealer logic.
Starbucks.
I mean it. I think that's half the reason is just people get so addicted to caffeine that if they have a normal coffee, it just doesn't do it for them.
I think everybody goes to Starbucks, though, for dessert. They're like, oh, I'm going to get this triple whip caramel latte at 8:30 in the morning. And that's the same thing as just having drip coffee at home.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's just coffee.
It's just coffee. Ignore that it's 650 calories, but, I'm there for the rocket fuel, though. We have very sad, horrible news to announce.
Other than that Little Caesars has not opened yet in Ocean.
Yeah, which of these is worse? We'll leave that for you to decide. I can't even get through this without crying. Do you want to tell me what's happening, Kyle?
So, I guess it came out maybe last weekend or whatever. They told the actors that the Hook was going to shut down after Labor Day. So I don't think we have too much more information than that.
September 6th, I believe they said, is the last day, which is actually the Saturday before Labor Day?
Yeah.
I mean, the Sunday before Labor Day.
The Sunday, so the 7th, but they're closed on Mondays, so yeah, makes sense.
That's true, although you'd think, Labor Day.
No, closed on Mondays.
Yeah, the Hook is ending. I mean, obviously very disappointing. I've been 3 times, you went once.
Yep.
Lots of questions, obviously, about what happens to the theater space, what happens to Super Freako and Horse Dive Bar and the outdoor daiquiri bar Cheval de Plonge that is only seasonal. So we haven't gotten any information about any of that.
Here's my would you rather the Hook close down or Super Freako close down? Ooh. Like, I'm sure that they might both end up closing down, yeah. But you love Super Freako.
I do like Super Freako a lot. I would probably say the Hook, because I think you could just replace the Hook, although the likelihood, we can get into that.
Certainly nothing's going to replace it in fall, so.
Right. Ah, that's tough. No, I think you've got to keep the show. I'm just saying, like, oh, assuming another show comes in.
For Atlantic City, you have to keep the show.
If you're saying, like, The Hook or any show in that theater, like some show versus a restaurant there, the show has to stay.
You personally, I mean, I don't know if this is correct or not, but it seems like to me Super Freako is maybe your favorite place in the city.
It's a great bar. I like the food there. It gets very mixed reviews, I would say. Like, some people really don't love it, and it's expensive.
It doesn't do anything for me, certainly.
But. Yeah, but the show is really important to me, and I, you know, it's sad to say that while it's about to close, but it was such an ambitious thing to do to bring the show in. And obviously, the restaurant and the bars are part of it. It was like a whole Spiegelworld kind of thing that they brought in, and I'll give Caesars a lot of credit for going all in with it when we kind of shit on them a lot for not doing a lot of investing. Yeah, I think the show itself is really important, and the restaurant and the bars are peripheral to the show.
Do we know how much investing Caesars did in this and how much of it was Spiegelworld?
That's true. I don't know. But in Cosmopolitan, in Las Vegas, Opium closed, but Super Freako and the Ski Lodge, they are stayed open. So it's possible that this stuff stays open. We haven't heard anything about the restaurant or the bar. The theater is extremely custom built for The Hook. So yes. any redoing of a show or a replacement of a show would mean completely redoing that theater. I don't think there's a world where they are just, you know, oh, next summer there's a new Spiegelworld show. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
Do you have any ideas for what could happen to that space? I mean, it was Coyote Kate's Slot Parlor.
My sense is it's going to sit empty for a while. I mean, they're not going to tear everything down and put slots back in there. That's going to be too expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks because it does create...
I think it's just going to be closed.
It creates a weird corridor, right? Like, going around the theater.
It's very weird. It's not a very attractive corridor.
Right. And so now to not have a show there is an excuse. And especially if Super Freako closes, it's going to be a depressing.
I have to imagine it's going to, right?
I don't know.
Especially with as seasonal as AC is. Like, do they want to keep it open for the whole winter when no one's going to go?
So let's talk about the seasonality, because I think that's a big reason that it's closing is that, you know, they're trying to have a year-round show.
Well. You say that, but I still get comp ticket offers for July for Super Freako or whatever, so...
Yeah, or for The Hook?
Yeah, for The Hook, I mean.
Me too.
We say it's because it's seasonal, but I'm not a very big player, and the fact they're giving me tickets for free, I think, is a bad sign of how many tickets they've actually sold. It's got to be near zero, I would think.
I mean, part of it is probably also that AC gets a lot of repeat visitors, and... You know, I've gone to see The Hook 3 times, and you're sort of running out of how many tickets you can sell to me and people like me, right? At some point, people are only going to go so many times. So if you've got The Hook going for what will be its 4th summer, at some point, a huge percentage of the people who would be interested in going, who are regular Atlantic City visitors, have already gone and have maybe gone multiple times. So I could see that also being part of why the audience is dwindling a bit. When we went the most recent time, the show had been trimmed down a bit. There was one less host. The plot had gone out the window, I think. Like, there was kind of a plot tying everything together with the stage and why there were these acts happening that they just kind of got rid of the last time we went. And I was sort of hoping that it was just that it was a seasonal thing and not that it was dying as a show. Although at the end of the show, I don't know if you caught it, but the host said something like, tell people you know about the show. If you like the show, you'd want to keep it alive. And that was a pretty bad sign and turned out to be pretty big foreshadowing. But what did you think of the show when you went?
I liked it. I mean, I thought it was good. I mean, I'm on the record as saying I like Burlesque at Borgata too, which is not quite as audacious, I think, as, you know, they don't have the huge set that they have at The Hook. But, you know, it's similar type of humor or whatever, similar types of acts. So, I mean, I enjoy that kind of show.
Yeah, I mean, I really liked it. I think the first iteration, the first 2 times I saw it, where it had the 2 hosts, I think it was a significantly better show. So it was disappointing to see the 3rd time. I thought it was still entertaining and worth going. Would you go again this summer before it closes, or do you not care about that? You've seen it.
I would only go, I think, if me and my wife ended up going up, I would see it with her, because I think she would like it a lot.
Yeah.
Or, like, if we're with a big group, then everyone wants to see it, I would go. But if it was me and you, like, I would absolutely not want to go again, because I've seen it, and you've seen it, so...
I think I will try to go one more time before it closes, just as a goodbye. It's a very sad, yeah. One tear in the eye. Goodbye.
If we're going to do that, when are we going to Atlantic City? You've only got like 2 months to make it happen.
I mean, we talked about early August because I've got my daughter in sleepaway camp, so it makes it a little easier. my wife is working on Friday and my kids are in camp. And she said, oh, I can do drop off and pick up if you want to go do something, which, of course, my mind immediately took that and ran much further than what she was actually offering and being like, I should go somewhere overnight. So I did have Tropicana and Harrah's comped on Friday night. I checked this morning. I no longer have them comped. I should have just booked Tropicana.
They're going to go comp again.
I mean, it's a Friday in the summer.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
And I have the Hook comped. So I was like, I could go down, go watch some soccer at a sports book, go see the Hook. And we've talked about this. I always, when I have a day off, have these big ideas and then never do any of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do a workout in the morning, mow the lawn.
You're going to go to Dave & Buster's for like an hour.
Yeah, go to Dave & Buster's for an hour, do some chores, run some errands, and not do anything.
That's right.
But I was really like, I should do it. I should go see the Hook, go have a solo night. But I don't think that's going to happen. So I think August is probably the time to go, which is still Hook will be running. Although if it's early in the week, it will not be running. Like if we go Monday night or something.
That's true. I told you the first weekend in August, it's possible that we're there. So.
Oh, yes, you did say that.
The weekend of the first or whatever.
But bringing this back to the Hook, certainly the Reddit post about it was like, this is really bad. And a lot of the Facebook posts about it have been, AC can't support anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty bad. I mean, I don't think it can support that, obviously. So
that was certainly my first reaction also. And then I saw some comments saying, you know, for a theater production, 4 seasons is pretty long.
Yeah.
You know, the average Broadway show lasts less than a year, I think.
Not everything's going to be Cirque or Absinthe.
Right. And that's sort of what I was thinking about. Not everything is going to be a huge circuit or Absinthe. And I wonder when Spiegelworld started this show, if you had told them this is going to last 4 summers before it sort of peters out, is it still worth the investment? And I'm guessing yes.
And certainly, like, we weren't getting comps until this year, right? This year is the first year that we got any comps. So
it certainly seems like it's faded pretty hard this offseason and going into the summer. By all accounts, it was reasonably successful, at least the first couple of years. Obviously, the big success, and we talked about this, and my sort of pie-in-the-sky hope for the show was that not only would it be so successful that it would be like Atlantic City's Absinthe and stick around forever, but also it would spawn more shows. We'd get a Tropicana Spiegelworld show, right? And we'd get Borgata doing something similar, trying to compete. And that just clearly didn't happen, and based on the failure of this, will never happen, which is really sad, or at least isn't going to happen anytime soon. Obviously, if you're trying to be really hopeful, maybe I would say it's possible, although I would guess unlikely, that there's a hiatus of this show and then eventually maybe Spiegelworld brings something back to somewhere in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
The Landry's thing shakes things up too, the Tillman Fertitta owning Caesars. So I guess it just depends on how much Spiegelworld sees this as a huge failure versus, oh, this was actually successful for a few years. Let's bring something back for a few years. I don't know. This is all just totally me talking out of my ass, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard for us to know.
I mean, I was really bummed when I saw the news, but it's certainly understandable. Like,
no, in retrospect, it seems obvious once they started comping us.
Right. Like Atlantic City as a market, it's not Vegas. It's not a bunch of new people coming all the time. So not surprising, but still disappointing. Any other thoughts on the Hook? Go see it before it closes. It's a good show.
It's good. It's worth seeing. If you haven't seen it, I agree. I think it's worth seeing, especially if you can get a free ticket. There's no reason not to.
Yep. You went to Blackhawk, Colorado.
I did. Third straight year.
Notably, I did not go to Blackhawk, Colorado.
That's right. Third straight year of you not going to it.
How was it?
It was a good trip. I think the weather was nice out there. Financially, it was not very good, frankly.
You're on a quite bad gambling run.
Yeah, I mean, so I feel a bit bad. So just to give like a little bit of a rundown of the trip, I got there Friday night and ended up pretty quickly thereafter meeting up with Thomas and everyone else at the Center Bar at Ameristar, which is a fairly nice property. I think the second nicest property in Blackhawk. And we watched the soccer game there, which was good for the U.S. That was the Paraguay game. Then we ended up playing a whole bunch of $50 Bach, which went really, really bad for me. And I think it went fine for everyone else. I'm often the outlaw. That's not the right word.
Outlier in terms of losing?
Outlier at the table.
You're the biggest loser?
No, I need to pick something that's the opposite of whatever else the table is doing. Mm. So, yeah, a lot of times it works out for me. Certainly did not on Friday night. So I ended up drinking a zillion drinks and losing a zillion dollars, which
sounds familiar.
Yeah. So I woke up Saturday, felt just awful, just truly the worst. So I laid in bed for a little while. I got up at like 10 and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm feeling a little bit better. Went down, got some Starbucks, which is in the lobby of the Horseshoe out in Blackhawk.
Did you get a zillion milligrams of caffeine or did you get a tea?
I got a tea. No, no, I don't drink coffee. So I was like, you know, I'm feeling better or whatever. And it's like walking around a little bit. And then like 45 minutes later, I'm like, oh no, I'm not feeling better at all.
Oh no, that's the worst.
So I just went back up to the room and took a nap or laid in bed for the next like 3 hours or whatever after that. Then I was feeling actually better when I woke up.
The nap is killer, is the ultimate hangover cure. Just sleeping is key.
No, yeah, yeah. That was much better. And so I got up and I gambled for a little while and I was eating some dinner and I was talking to Thomas and he was like, we're all over at Ameristar again or whatever, playing Morbach. And I'm like, yeah, maybe. But the gambling went pretty bad that afternoon, the couple hours of video poker mostly that I was playing and some slots. I mean, it wasn't great. And I'm like, you know, if I go back over there, I'm going to have to go to the ATM and get money out, you know, after especially the last Atlantic City trip. I don't know if that's a great idea or whatever. So I just ended up skipping everyone on Saturday night, unfortunately, and just hung around the room or whatever and took it easy just because I didn't want to go to the ATM. Woke up Sunday, went for a nice hike heading towards Denver, and ended up spending Sunday night in Denver proper, which I'd never really done. I was kind of in the outskirts with my family last year for the night we spent there, but I was downtown, so it was nice.
So you didn't end up really seeing people that much other than the first night?
It was only Friday night, yeah, because like I said, I wasn't feeling great Saturday during the day, and then it was just like, I just don't want to have to take money out from the ATM.
So did you play that much even at your hotel on Saturday?
A couple hundred bucks, mostly in the afternoon, and like I lost a few hundred more dollars, and I was down to my last $100 bill, and I was just like, nah, man, I'm not doing this.
So how was your hotel?
The Horseshoe.
I thought you were at the whatever.
No. They never picked up the phone or whatever at Horseshoe.com for me, so.
Awesome.
Horseshoe is super mid. I think it could be a nice property, except that my room was not in good shape, because Caesars doesn't spend money on anything.
Tillman Fertitta, save Black Hawk, Colorado.
Yeah, pretty much. TT's a safe Caesars, frankly. It's not different anywhere else, I don't think.
How about the casino at the Horseshoe? Fine?
It's fine.
So when you've gone to Black Hawk in the past, the thing that has looked the coolest to me is just casino hopping.
Yeah, yeah. All the tiny casinos.
And like the Wild Wild West. Yeah. Did you of that this time?
No, I didn't. I did that once and like... I don't necessarily know if I need to go into the Sasquatch or the, you know, there's like a ton of little tiny casinos up there. I mean, I'm just as happy spending time in the Monarch and the Ameristar, and, you know, I guess at some level the Horseshoe because Caesars, but Monarch and Ameristar are really like the places to see, I think, in Black Hawk.
They're actually nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike the Sasquatch.
Correct.
I only want to spend time in the Sasquatch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been on record. I think you would absolutely love Black Hawk.
Too bad I will never make it.
That's probably true.
I think every year I don't go, and then I'm mentioned to Andrea, like, oh, Kyle's in Blackhawk, and she's like, why didn't you go?
Because you don't want to, I think, is the answer.
Part of it's also, I think I just prioritize other trips. I'm sort of like, well, if I go on this, then it's probably going to be harder to do some other thing in the future. So,
are we going to Vegas?
Maybe. Maybe never.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath for that either.
I've started listening to more Vegas podcasts, and I have to say, I told our friend Andy this, listening to Vegas podcasts kind of sucks, because if you don't have a Vegas trip planned, just FOMOing on everything, and if you do have a Vegas trip planned, you know me, and I'm an over-planner, you end up with 5,000 things that you want to do, and then when you get to Vegas, you're like, I'm not doing any of this, what's going on, and then you get there. I get stressed out.
So you should put yourself on the self-exclusion list for Vegas podcasts, is what you're saying.
Yes, I should be banned from all Vegas podcasts.
Uh-huh.
I will say, the Handy at the Shandy podcast, they just do the same things over and over again. I don't really get an expansive list. I only get, like, the two video poker bars at Venetian, which I'm also never going to go to. And
the Chandelier Bar?
Wicked Spoon Buffet, the Chandelier Bar. But, like, listening to the Neon Lounge, which is the replacement for 360 Vegas, they're talking about all sorts of shit in Vegas. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't keep this straight. They're off Fremont. They're downtown. They're in the Arts District. They're going to new places on the Strip. They're talking about all these new openings. Like, no, I don't need too many new places. I only go once every 4, 5, 6 years.
You could just go more often.
There was a trip where I had a huge spreadsheet of restaurants that got good reviews, color-coded by where they were in relation to other things on the Strip. Maybe I'm an insane person, is all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Hey, project manager. That's what I do.
I'm sorry, you are not an insane person, Craig. I promise you're very sane.
Thank you. So, any other thoughts about Black Hawk?
Glad I went. Had a good time. Wish I didn't drink that much or lose that much money on Friday night, but that's how it goes.
Sounds very familiar.
Yes, though, it's the same old, same old. I need to put myself on the self-exclusion list of once I've had, you know, 8 drinks or something.
That's probably a good idea.
That needs to be my cutoff.
Eight is a lot.
I don't know, man. It was a lot. At some point, I was just drinking neat scotch. It was bad. It was not a good night. It was rough.
That's when I know I've made a mistake, is I was sitting at a Buffalo machine at Hard Rock, and it was like 2:30 in the morning, and you order on the machine. It's like, you know, I feel drunk, but I'm not wrecked. Go bullet neat. Why not? You order a couple of those, and then that's when you throw up your gelato, right?
Right. Nothing was thrown up this time, unlike last trip to Atlantic City. But yeah, I mean, at some point there was a rusty nail involved, which is never a good sign, and there's some neat scotch. It was bad. It was a bad situation.
So speaking of non-Atlantic City locations, I said I'm off this Friday. I finally signed up for my Wind Creek Bethlehem account so that I can actually see my offers online.
You should go.
I do have a comped room on Thursday night, not Friday night.
Oh, damn.
And $65 free play. So I could go play some of that nickel Monopoly that you know I love so much.
You could just do a day trip.
I could just do a day. I mean, it's only an hour and a half away. It's certainly day trippable. I did a day trip last time I went.
Let me tell you who it's not day trippable for. Me.
Yeah. All right. We have data.
Yep.
What happened in May?
The casinos were way up 0.1% year over year.
Hey, it was a little more than 0.1%.
0.13%?
Yeah. I'll call it an 1/8%. How's that?
Uh-huh.
Not exactly the boom month that we had in April where we were like, oh my God, Atlantic City is the greatest gambling market in the country. But it's not down.
It's not down.
Both May 2025 and May 2026, 5 Fridays and Saturdays. So good comparison. Totally fine. Borgata and Hard Rock were both down year over year. Borgata down
0.3% for Borgata.
Yes. Still number one overall, $72.9 million.
Hard Rock down 4%. Frankly, for Hard Rock, it looks like they just had an insane month. They did way better in May than June last year, so I think that was just a weird month last year. Their actual results are good.
Them being down 4% is not that surprising because, okay.
Right.
Ocean was up 10.66%. The other three casinos that were up year over year, Caesars, Golden Nugget, both up 3%. Bally's up 5.8%. Not necessarily the casinos you would expect to be up. Caesars continues its run of beating its really shitty 2025, so that's good.
We say that, but yeah, it's Golden Nugget and Bally still like miles behind resorts. Caesars still just a tremendous disappointment, I think.
Yeah, so. I think if you were to go back to 2013 times and you were to say, oh, Caesars is going to have a May with only $20 million, you'd be like, oh, $20 million. Caesars should be one of the best casinos in Atlantic City. Like, what's this $20 million?
Yeah, in 2016, as an example, yeah, Harrah's $29 million, Caesars and Trop $25 million, pretty much.
Yeah, so not great.
Not compared to 19, 16, and 15 or whatever. 19, 16, and 16.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how far those properties, like Harrah's was the second highest revenue property in Atlantic City behind Borgata for quite a while.
Now it's awful.
And yeah, they're definitely not true anymore.
Yes. Now, Due for Ruin does not recommend Harrah's.
Yeah, $17.9 million for Harrah's. Way, way, way behind even what it was 10 years ago. That's not a great sign, I would say, to be way behind where you were 10 years ago. But
no, I think a lot of places are, except for the big three.
Yeah, I mean, and to put it in perspective, Atlantic City made 60-something million more in May of 2026 than it did in May of 2016. So it's not like there's no money to go around.
It's a big three, right? It's all Borg, Hard Rock, and Ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the big story is Ocean is just absolutely lighting it up this year. So
Little Caesars coming in hot. Yeah. Hot and ready.
Next time I go, I can go get my match and play at Ocean for the first time in a few years. Very exciting.
Do you think that if the Illich Gaming Company tried to rename the Ocean Little Caesar's Palace, do you think that they would get fought by on that?
I reckon that there would be a lawsuit, yes. That's an incredible name, though.
Any other thoughts about May Data? I don't have too much to say. It was pretty even.
Nope. Like I said, the big story, I think, is Ocean. But beyond that, I don't think there's too much to say. Very, very even month. So.
Yep. Good talk.
Yeah, I think that's about it for us. If you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/2forwin. Find all of our great content at 2forwin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at 2forwin or me at Kyle Askin. And send Craig questions to 2forwin@gmail.com. I hear that we're going to record next week. So, I mean, it's pointless for me to say this because who knows if this episode will even be posted by then. But send in your questions. We will need some content.
Yeah, we've got a couple mailbag questions. We need some more if we're going to turn this around. Although news has been coming in hot and heavy. Little Caesars, The Hook.
Yep.
Caesars getting purchased.
Little Caesars Palace.
Stuff getting opened.
Little Caesars Next. Palace.
They need to merge. Little Caesars merge with Landry's. That would be terrible for everyone, by the way. That would be, I can't
imagine.
That
would be awful. Yeah,
no. At least for, I mean, it wouldn't really affect any other gambling market.
They should just buy the Caesars name from Landry's.
Tillman Fertitta bought Caesars and was like, you know what we want? We want all these properties, but we don't want the brand name. We don't care about the Caesars name at all.
Spring back Harrah's. Just like when we started.
They're going to call it Landry's Entertainment or something like that. No, no way. If I've learned anything, it's that the Players Club and the Caesars brand name are the most enduring things of that brand, and everything else can go.
That's right.
All right. Will I be in Atlantic City before the next time we record?
I will say no.
Probably a safe bet. But will I be at a casino? Maybe.
Probably not.
Will that casino be Dave and Buster's? Probably.
Yes, if you count Dave and Buster's, then I would say yes, I think. But
Redemption Arcade, that's a casino.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I can go to Top Golf. That's like my Dave and Buster's.
Is that a casino?
Not really, I guess. It's not the same way.
Nah, it should be.
You can get beer and food, though, just like in Dave and Buster's and casinos.
All right, have fun at Top Golf.
Oh, yeah. Are we done?
Yeah, we'll see you all in a week.
I think if you do anything, you should go to Wind Creek. Sounds like it's a nice casino. Sounds like there's some cool stuff in the town.
Yeah, the town is cool. The little outlet area is depressing, and I need some shoes, as I always do when I go to a casino. I could do a day trip to Atlantic City, Kyle. It's only half an hour further than Wind Creek. I don't get $65 free play anywhere, though.